White, J.E. White, Emma. St. Helena, California, July 21, 1901. Dear children Edson and Emma, when I rose this morning, I found your letters in my room. I have just read them. I am pleased that you are of good courage in your work. In order that you may not be delayed, we have sent you $400. This money I have borrowed from Sarah at 5% interest. She received it from the conference the day before your letter came, saying that you had been obliged to stop work for lack of means. I did not know where I could raise a dollar, and I was very much relieved when Sarah told me that she could loan me some. Willie is building a house for his family. He sent Brother Drouillard to Oregon to purchase his lumber, and Brother Drouillard got third-class lumber for half the price we would have to pay in St. Helena. I am putting up an office of 8 rooms for my workers. It will be ready for plastering in 2 weeks. We have been using the little cottage on the place as an office, but it is not at all suitable. The walls are not plastered, and the clicking of the machines can be very plainly heard from one room to another. This is inconvenient and annoying. We already have the furniture for our new office. Willie has purchased writing desks secondhand at a much lower cost than if new. Sister Peck desires to rent the cottage as soon as it is vacated. She wants to have her mother live with her. I think that as soon as she finds a suitable location, she will build. We find this place very favorable for our work. We are removed from the dusty, traveled roads, and this is a blessing. The water we drink comes from the spring in the mountain opposite us. We have no fruit on our place except a few peaches. Most of our fruit was killed by the late frosts. On 2,000 prune trees, there is not a handful of prunes. But we shall have an abundant supply of grapes. They will be ripe about the last of September. If you were near enough, we could send you a large quantity. We have plenty of early potatoes, but they will not keep long, so we are selling them. There is another crop on the way. Our sweet corn was not put in early enough and will not be of any profit to us, except as feed for the stock. We have 3 good, sound horses and 1 cow, but it takes money to keep them. In regard to W.C. White, he found that he could hire money from his sister-in-law, Hannah Jones, and he is building his house. I am going to hire some money, if I can, until I receive my wages from the conference. Willie has been working diligently to prepare an appeal for the work in Nashville. This will be printed in the Union Pacific Record, and I think it will bring you help. Willie left Friday for Oakland, and he will not return until this evening. He has been put on nearly every committee in this conference, and he cannot refuse to act, because there must be on these committees someone who will maintain correct principles. When we have changed the order of things and have put sound, solid Christian men in our institutions, we shall be able to work in right lines. I am glad to be able to say that my health is improving. Yesterday morning I spoke in the sanitarium chapel to a large congregation.